You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
You're listening to the Make Space Podcast, episode number 4.
Home, home, just wanna go,
just wanna go.
Home, home,
back home,
I've been going for way too long.
Home, home,
just wanna go,
just wanna go.
Home, home,
I'm on my way back home.
Welcome to Make Space, a home design show made to inspire you to create spaces you truly feel at home in. Kara Newhart sits down with amazingly brilliant guests for conversations that dive deeper than pin-worthy rooms to tease out the essentials of creating spaces that feed your soul and inspire your creativity. From home design strategies to decor advice to interior design tips and tricks, these conversations help you dream up a beautifully lived-in home. Kara is the designer and chief creative enthusiast behind Never Skip Brunch. Her work has been featured in print publications like People Style Watch and Denver Style Magazine. As an influencer, Kara has collaborated with brands like Amazon, H&M, Twitter, and Thrillist. Here's your host, Kara Newhart.
Hey guys, it's Kara, and today we are talking about why you need physical space in your relationship. So today I'm sitting down with my husband, and we are going to talk about why physical space is important in your relationship and some ways we've found that in our own home. Welcome, Rich.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me, Kara. It's a pleasure to be here after watching this podcast be produced constantly.
I'm a little nervous. I don't know what you're going to say.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm not like a loose cannon.
Depends on the day. So first of all, let's talk about why physical space is important in your relationship.
Talk about what we learned the hard way.
Yes, yes. Let's start out by talking about that side. So when we first moved in together, we had a one-bedroom apartment, and we didn't know how to have physical space.
No, it was one giant joint space.
We just sat in the same room together and then went to bed together.
We didn't even have like a separate set of chairs that we could sit on.
No.
It was like we are in the same spot on the couch every single night, and you're never alone.
And then we eventually learned how to do our own activities on the couch. Like I do computer stuff and you would do games.
Yeah,
but we were still sitting next to
each other. We finally figured out that if she opens the laptop and I put on a headset and play Xbox, like that starts to accomplish what we're going for here a little bit.
Yeah. So we've learned that becoming aware of the role that physical space plays in your marriage dynamic is important. First of all, because individuality, you get to be your own person instead of, like, attached to the hip.
And I think the point is you don't have to want to be next to each other all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're that couple, congratulations. We all kind of find you disgusting. But anyway.
Probably just the honeymoon phase. Like, that's okay for a year. Maybe not even a year, but, you know, and then you kind of have to find your own.
That works space for a time. Hopefully, you have the option later in your marriage or in your relationship to maybe acquire some more space. That always helps. If you can afford a house where everyone has two rooms, congratulations. But not everybody has that. So we're here to talk about how you kind of carve out your own space within what, you know, what you have to work with.
Yeah. So the other really important thing is hobbies. I don't know, I guess I just love having hobbies, but I feel like everyone needs space to be doing their hobbies.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's rare that you have the exact same hobbies as your spouse. I mean, it's not impossible, but very rarely is your space going to be conducive to my hobby and vice versa. Like, it's hard for somebody to feel like it's totally yours when it's, you know, half somebody else's. That seems very obvious. I think the first thing as from the male perspective that we all think is, oh, the basement, the man cave.
Man cave.
The sports den, all that. And I think what I found when we did our basement was it's a nice big space, but it's not very private. We've got a guest bedroom down there. We've got a guest bathroom. Mm-hmm. We've got some of your stuff. We've got some of my stuff. We've got some of our daughter's stuff. And as much as you want that to be your man cave, and maybe it is 80% of the time, like if it's not fully yours, it just doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think you've really got to start to like strike that balance between size and privacy. Like, mm-hmm. just because it's the basement and you've got all this room to put in a massive couch and a bar and a TV and all these guy things that you might love doesn't necessarily mean it's the best. I know personally when I took over one of our bedrooms, one of our spare bedrooms, and turned it into an office where I could do a lot of the same things, it felt so much more private and so much more my own ever since then, because it takes one guest to come into the house and need to use the guest room, and suddenly you've lost your man cave.
Yeah. I feel like everyone needs a different amount of personal space, like not just size-wise, but also depending on like your personality, even your love language, if we want to get all sappy. Like, I'm a cuddler, so I don't need that much space.
Yeah,
but I'm
you like a lot of windows. Yeah. You like to be able to see out what's going on still, uh-huh. even though it's your space.
Yeah. And then just like time-wise, like I need a little bit of time away from you, but I could sit next to you most of the day and be fine.
And see, I was desperate for a door. Like the way, now that I can close a door, uh-huh. that's been a game changer for me. It's like it can seal me off from the rest of the house. I think when the house is a little chaotic, whether it's Christmas, family time, whether it's just because it's kind of messy and I've had a really long, stressful day and I just don't want to be sitting in it, mm-hmm. like my little room is always perfect for me.
Yeah.
And I can shut the door and kind of forget about it and, you know, do a lot of things you would do otherwise. I mean, as people continue to unplug or cut the cord, you know, we use Hulu Live. I think a lot of other people do too. Mm-hmm. You don't need as much to make a space your own. You know, you need a computer, you need some internet connection, and suddenly you have all the TV at your fingertips. You have everything you need to sort of craft around your hobbies. Talk about a way to make a sports den. Computer monitors are way cheaper than TVs are.
True.
So three or four of those bad boys and you basically have a sports bar.
Yeah. So I guess we should hop into like talking about each of our spaces and kind of like some tips on how we created our own dedicated rooms and our experience. And then we'll also share some advice for how to get your own personal space if you don't have like your own spare room sitting around. But just some things to keep in mind, like think about like the different kinds of space you might need based on your hobbies, based on like your dynamic, your personality, all of that, because that's kind of your starting point for deciding what you need. So for us, we were lucky because we needed two totally different kinds of areas. Like I needed a lot of natural light. I love windows. I do a lot of photography. So the office space on the main level was like immediately mine.
Built for you, in fact.
Yes. And it kind of took you longer to find an area, because we did the like traditional man cave thing first. And
yeah, why don't you talk about how you put your office together, though, and all the things you've done with that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, so with my own space, I'm kind of lucky size-wise, because it's not just like a tiny closet with a desk. But that being said, I have a lot going on. It's like totally a multi-use space, and I've really tried to carve out like a corner for everything. So I have like a desk for my computer. If you've seen like my office post, I talk about like dual desk and how you could have like a tech desk and then a more like creative space to be able to spread out tech free. I have a little podcast area around the desk and then a bunch of good storage for all my DIY projects and all the shop stuff. So like shipping labels and all of that. I will link to all of the posts on the blog as far as like the actual decor, because there's like the curtain styling, my accent walls, and I know you guys are going to want to see pictures of that. So I will link to those posts for the decor. But as far as like functional stuff, that's kind of what I tried to do, is like take the space and make it fully mine and carve out an area for kind of all my different hobbies and everything I needed it to be.
You guys will notice that she said accent walls. That's Kara. That's Kara Diane Newhart in a nutshell. I'm looking at one striped wall, one sort of leopard printy wall. That's a technical term.
Yeah.
For those of you listening at home, I'm looking at several different colors of curtains. So she's done a really good job making her own. On the flip side, I did the classic mistake. I thought, man, the basement. We've touched on that a little bit. I went classic man cave. I let her pick the furniture because that's just you know, to the benefit of the whole family, I don't see color very well. So, but then I just started to discover that while I had a lot of space to do a lot of things, I wasn't really using it all. And on top of that, anytime someone came to town, anytime we had, you know, a group of people in our home, I lost my space. Because as much fun as it seems that you could, you know, maybe play Xbox or watch an NFL game next door to your mother-in-law's bedroom for the weekend, it just doesn't actually work out in practicality the way you think it would. You know, maybe she's trying to rest and maybe I'm being loud. Suddenly you have a give and take. And if you're going to make your own space, there should really be no give and take, in my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. So I moved up to a bedroom upstairs that was our daughter's nursery. She moved into a larger bedroom. And I took that over and it's been fantastic. To Kara's point where she said she had done, you know, a corner for everything, I really honed in on my favorite hobby. My favorite hobby is video games. I come home from work, I use it to distress. It's really one of the only things I can do in this world that is almost completely mindless. If that's, I mean, I know that's reinforcing a stereotype, but at the same time, like, it really is. Like, if I need to shut off, nothing does it better than that. And when I realized that that's really what I do after work most days, as much as I want to pretend like I'm going to also watch football and also, you know, stream all these things and maybe, you know, watch a hockey game, I just, you don't. I turn on my Xbox, I turn on my PlayStation, now I turn on my PC and I play. That's how I de-stress after the kid goes to sleep. So when it came to setting up my space, I focused solely on that. Didn't try to fit a bar in there. I didn't try to fit some big leather chair. I don't have a humidor. I took the core of what helps me unwind in the evenings and built my space around that core. So nice computer desk, a nice comfortable chair, good lighting for that type of thing. And that's really all that's in there. I mean, there's one big comfortable chair. There's a good computer chair. There's a couple of accent furnitures. And there's my computer. And I can go in there and I can watch sports if I want to on Hulu. I can watch TV shows, but I can also just sit in there and de-stress and watch a video game. And I think it's so important to know that the size just really isn't what it's all about. Sometimes it's the ability to shut your door. It's the privacy that comes with it. And that is what made that space so special to me. So if you've got a husband who's thinking, really, if you hear the complaint, oh, great, I lose my man cave this weekend, think about suggesting that he puts it somewhere else. I mean, I picked it all up, I moved it upstairs, and it really is my space. It's not a place I hang out with friends, it's not a place you entertain people, and that's what, for me, makes it perfect. There's never anybody else in it. It is solely mine.
Mm-hmm. So we, I mean, obviously had it pretty easy because we did have whole entire rooms to dedicate to our own spaces, but I guess we can dive into some tips for if you don't each have your own room, like if you're in an apartment, a studio, a smaller house.
We live that life too.
Yeah. with that, I feel like you're always fighting over the good spot. Like there's that good part of the couch or that like one chair that's better than the rest. So my best tip for that is to create two equally amazing spots in your house and customize them for each of you. So my grandparents actually did this really well. They each had their own rocking chair. And my grandpa's was like a big wooden Papa Bear chair, and my grandma's was like cushiony and cute, and she like sat there and knit. But they had like everything within arm's reach that they like doing, and they really customized like their own spots to be theirs. So if you're a homebody and you're sitting at home a lot, you might really want to have that spot that feels like yours versus like fighting over the good spot.
Whose grandparents didn't have that? I mean, I think that's a staple of any grandparent's house. As much as you tell yourself you don't want that, boy, does it work.
Yeah.
Especially in an apartment. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about the couches naturally that you can fit in an apartment only have probably one, maybe two good spots. I doubt it. And then the couch starts to naturally soften and deflate. And one spot goes away. Yeah, nobody sits in the middle because, mm-hmm. you know, we're not crazy. And then I think the two chair model works awesome in an apartment because you can, like you said, it's like setting up your own little space. Even if you can still see each other, you can have different end tables. Your end tables can serve different functions. you know, you can have a big basket to hold your knitting stuff because, you know, you're a big knitter. No, she's not. But, you know, yeah, and, you know, you can have your own chargers. You know, maybe I need a couple chargers because I like to have my iPad and my iPhone next to me. Maybe Kara only wants one charger. Maybe she wants her computer charger there. That is a good way to set up your own space. And then when you sit down in the evening, all your stuff is there. All your stuff is with you. I think another big thing, and we touched on it a little earlier too, is learning to do your own stuff in the same space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with you opening your computer and your husband or your partner opening up their iPad and putting in a pair of headphones each. You know, yeah. That's a good way to unplug and to kind of do your own thing in the exact same place.
Mm-hmm. If you happen to have like an amazing couch with like two good sides, you could just like carve out each side of the couch. But if you don't, you could go for more of like a love seat and then two chairs, kind of like pit group setup versus like the big couch kind of setup.
I think it'll pay dividends. You gotta sort of grapple with and accept the fact that your apartment isn't an entertaining space yet. Like, mm-hmm. you're not there in life. You'll get there. One day you will have the place that can host, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, upwards of 10, 12 people. But I think you're going to be happier, and I know I was, setting up the space for the two of you, just like we set it up for the two of us,
mm-hmm.
versus trying to force some big piece of furniture in there because you're like, well, what happens when mom and dad and sister and brother come over? Where do we all sit? You don't, you know, or you have chairs that work for a short period of time. Maybe you have some folding chairs, you have some auxiliary options, but ultimately what it like 80% to 90% of the time, unless you have certain situations that's always possible, you know, 80, 90% of the time, probably closer to 90 for most of us, those of us in our, you know, mid 20s to early 30s, you're spending most of that time by yourselves in that place. You know, and you'll probably spend even more time by yourselves if you don't try to force it into an entertaining space. And I know that's tough to swallow. I'm a big entertainer.
No, it is, but it's like, I feel like you have to look at your lifestyle, because I guess there are probably some people that really entertain, but I think most of us are like that couple on HGTV where it's like, we need space for entertaining, and they throw like one party just like the one time the cameras come back to check out how they're doing, and then like don't entertain the rest of the year. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, just look at your week. Right? Mm-hmm. Like 5 days probably by yourself during the work week. You're not doing a lot of entertaining during the work week. And then maybe what? Max 2 days on the weekend, probably one. I mean, in any other world, it doesn't make sense to set up something for the 1 day a week, usage-wise for 1 day a week versus five.
Mm-hmm.
So set it up to help you de-stress and help you live and help you relax for those 5 days. And figure out alternatives for that 1 day. Maybe you meet places. Maybe you go out. Maybe you meet at the park. Maybe you do other things like that versus meeting in your space if you don't have it.
Or maybe you're great at like a really good multi-use space, like some of European styles where everything like tucks away in like tiny corners and you can like pull it all out when you need it. But either way, I mean, we're not great at that.
Nothing like a couch that turns into a desk and vice versa. I think that's a thing.
The double-decker one. What is it?
Oh, double-decker couch?
Double-decker couch. It's like a bunk bed.
Yeah, like double-decker futon couch. So they also turn into like full bunk beds.
I think we need one of those just generally.
We did that in college. And 10 out of 10 do not recommend once you've graduated.
Hashtag obsessed. Okay, so Rich, what are you obsessed with this week?
I am currently obsessed with Let Go and other marketing apps. Right now, I am in the process, well, really my wife is in the process, of selling old things that we thought forever we need, tables, chairs, etc., and taking that money and buying new things with it that we actually need. I mean, this comes with progressing through the early stages of life. You know, we're a little bit younger, but you go from studio to one bedroom to two bedroom to maybe even a home, and you buy things at the time that fit the space you have.
Or cheap.
Or both. Or cheap. But the point is you buy things that fit the space you have, and they don't necessarily translate well to the next space. Taking those things, putting them on Let Go, especially if you take good care of your stuff, putting them on other, you know, marketplace applications, I've been shocked at the price we've been able to get for some stuff, you know, almost making back all our money. You're never going to make back 100% of your money, nor should you. That's just rude.
But I mean, pretty close.
Yeah, but pretty close. And then turning around and using that to help fund some things that fit our spaces better.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. And I'm currently obsessed with it. It's a little bit of work. Most people pick it up. Most people use Venmo and cash and other easy things. And it's a great way to clear space. And it's like I said, it's a great way to turn around and use that money to invest in things that'll fit your space better.
Yeah, I think I was really good at it with all the baby stuff. Like, I went through a hardcore let go phase, like, probably last summer where I was doing great. And then just, like, listed stuff and never replied to people and never got it sold. But now I'm kind of in, like, a purge mood, probably because we're moving. But more on that later.
Yeah. Yeah, more on that later. So, yet again, a transition of space. Thank you for backing up my point. But I think if you've been contemplating that new dining room table, if you've been contemplating that new couch, that new chair, that new computer desk, that Zen den, as I call my man cave. It's not it's not a man cave. It is a Zen den. also, make sure your wife helps you up with that. Some nice oil incense sprayer things, whatever they're called. Diffusers. Thank you. I'm not cultured. some of that, maybe like a little bamboo shoot fountain. Let's not poo-poo any of that, guys. Definitely get on that.
Yeah.
But it works great.
And I think it's really fun to be able to like, that's how you can get money to swap your space. If you're like, I want to redecorate, but I don't have money, like, get some seed money by selling your old crap that you don't want.
Thank you for finishing my thought. I had lost my train there. It was that, if you've been thinking about that dining room table, maybe see what you can get for that one that's currently sitting there. I mean, $500, whatever a dining room table can cost sometimes, sounds like a lot, but what if 250 of that can come from the old one?
True. Okay, you're going to ask me what I'm loving?
Kara. What are you hashtag obsessed with right now?
I'm obsessed with watercolors, which I know is kind of a boring answer, but...
Super.
I like, forgot about them. I was really into them, like, I don't know, a couple years ago, and then just kind of got bored. But they are great for, like, some DIY wall art. Like, if you just do some, like, random little shapes and then slap that thing in a frame, like a gold frame, it looks so good. Like, it looks so polished, and you don't even have to be good at it because it's abstract, like...
I feel like that's all art.
Yeah.
You artist types are just like, that's artistic expression. I'm like, no, that's a bad looking bird.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I feel like with watercolors, if you're trying to draw a bird, then it, like, never looks like a bird. Because watercolor is hard.
You got to do the Bob Ross thing where they're just, like, two little, like, a little V out in the distance. You're always drawing mountains. That way the birds are just little Vs.
Yeah, little Vs.
And if you've ever, I feel like if you've ever think your shapes look lacking, just tell people they have an emotion.
Yeah.
Oh, like, no, that's square.
That's sad.
Yeah, that square is really excited. That's why it's bowing outwards.
So anyway, and watercolor is also super cheap. So that was my other thing. It's a really good way to, like, throw up some wall decor without spending money on real art. And you can always change it out later and not feel bad because it cost you a piece of paper and, like, a $12 watercolor set from Target. So if you've never been into watercolors, I recommend them.
And you might be able to sell it on Let Go for like $15 and make a little money.
Probably.
Good producer, hit that cash register sound. No, okay. We don't have any of that here. This is my first time.
Wait, what?
Let her throw your stuff away.
Like when she moves in.
Yeah, that's my take. Or maybe even before. Let's just be honest. If you are just moving in together, it doesn't matter if you're young, older, let her throw your stuff away. One, it's not worth the battle. Two, it's nowhere near as nice as you think it is.
That's true.
If you're younger, if you're in your early 20s, just out of college, popular time to move in. That couch that was in your apartment of four guys for 4 years
is disgusting. That's why we're throwing it out. Doing you a favor.
It needs to go. This is my hot take. When she moves in, there's always that conversation of, hey, she's moving all her stuff in. She's getting rid of all my stuff. Let her get rid of your shit. Yeah. I'm sorry, because that's basically what it is. My first story, my best experience with this is Kara just moved into our first apartment. I graduated about a year ahead of Kara. So I had been there for a year. I'd let it accumulate with, you know, guy stuff, mostly from college and also things my parents didn't want from their home.
All the hand-me-down stuff.
All the hand-me-down furniture. Let her get rid of that stuff. Start to find your own identity. But I walked into our bathroom one day, and I think at work that day I'd complained to a friend about, like, all my stuff's getting thrown away. I walked into our bathroom that night, and there was a bamboo shoot in the corner, a nice new rug, an oil diffuser, got it that time,
there you go,
and a fountain. And I walked in there to take a shower and listen to the water trickle and just close my eyes and smelt lavender, I'm sure is what was in the diffuser, and realized, guys, that this isn't that bad.
It's actually better.
You can fight the fight, maybe fight the fight a little bit, but when it comes down to it, let her throw your stuff away.
Yeah, like cling on to sentimental things, and there's obviously like the big things which just need to go, but even like the little stuff, you know.
Let her put your mark on your place. Or and if you're moving into her place, just be quiet. Just
I don't know. I feel like you have to put your mark a little bit.
Well, you
like,
do.
You gotta make it both of yours.
You gotta carve out your space, but and obviously I don't mean sentimental things. Don't be throwing away his collectibles, things
no,
like
no,
that.
No, no, but like there's like, some like weird sentimental things. Like I like this dresser because it, you know, it's been with me for 10 years.
Yeah,
like,
no, just light that thing on fire or something. I promise your place for the first time in your entire life will look cohesive. It'll look beautiful. It'll look satisfying. It'll smell great. There's delicacies in life that as men, I don't know if we're wired to realize we're missing out.
No one really teaches you.
Well, it's a mentality thing. Mm-hmm. To me, that couch was fine. I'm using the couch as an example. There may or may not have been a couch. Cannot confirm.
Yeah.
That couch has just always been fine. I've never thought in my entire life that, hey, maybe we should move on from that couch until you came in and said, hey, we should probably move on from a lot of this stuff. And I'm kind of like, well, you know, it's free and da-da-da-da. And then once you do it, it's amazing. Now, always spend within your means. If she's going, you know, like real nuts, maybe that's a red flag. Maybe have a talk. But I'm not saying go out and spend a bunch of money on furniture. I'm just saying let her do at least the small things.
Yeah.
And if you can, the big things, because you won't regret it.
So obviously that's a little bit controversial. So we want to know what you think. Leave a comment on the show notes or DM on social or comment on social, however you want to voice your opinion. And let us know what you think about letting her throw away your stuff. And if your situation's like totally different, there's some role reversal where he had to get rid of your stuff. We want to know that too. So.
Oh yeah, I really want to know that.
Yeah, I know. I really want a story like that. So hopefully someone has.
And also probably donate it. The bit's called throw your stuff away, but donate it.
Recycle.
Let go. Let's go ahead and tie this right back in. Let go of that stuff and help finance some of the new. But. Yeah, if you're moving in with a boyfriend or a husband or a significant other, and they are the person that's still sitting on their stuff from college, or maybe the stuff from like 10, 15 years old that they got from their parents, let them listen to this and have them DM me if they need to, even at Rich Newhart on most socials, if they need to, because I promise it's worth it.
Yeah. Rich was there too. And look, he learned. It just takes a little bit.
She broke me.
Well, thanks, Rich, for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah. If the people want you back, we'll bring you back.
If you're sitting there thinking there's no way I could ever podcast with my significant other, it's doable. Because if it wasn't going to work, it wouldn't have worked for us.
Yeah. This is actually pretty good.
Yeah. We're not bad.
No. Yeah. We could do it again.
This has legs. Look for a new podcast. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, if you think of one and you want to do all the hard stuff.
Well, we've got a Bachelor podcast, I think, coming down the pipe. Two dudes talking Bachelor over a beer. If you'd like to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. We're totally going off the dome now. We're derailing. It's time to get out of here. Love you.
Home, home. I'm on my way back home.
Love this episode? Leave a comment on the blog post or use Make Space Podcast to share your thoughts. If this is your first time listening in, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you can stay updated with the newest episodes. If you're a subscriber and you love the show, be sure to rate, review, or screenshot and share your favorite episode on social.